This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Earlier this month, the evangelical community grieved the death of Ravi Zacharias, one of the world's finest Christian apologists. But during his burial, Zacharias shared one thing in common with the late evangelist Billy Graham. Find out more after this break.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com. /our-eyes-r-on-you.
Ravi Zacharias died on May 19th after a short battle with a rare and aggressive form of sarcoma cancer. He was 74 years old and is survived by his wife, three children, and five grandchildren. On May 21st, Zacharias was buried during a private graveside service. According to Ravi Zacharias International Ministries, or RZIM, his casket was built by inmates from the Louisiana State Penitentiary, also known as Angola Prison. Zacharias visited Angola several times and was struck by the faith he saw there. He wrote about one of his visits in June 2019, saying, "Even in a dark place, the gospel is shining with grace and power. That is the only hope for the world, because we are all prisoners of sin, and only the cross has the answer and the freedom." Zacharias requested in his latest book, Seeing Jesus from the East, that inmates from Angola build his casket. This is how he described the significance of that act. "These prisoners know that this world is not their home, and that no coffin could ever be their final destination. Jesus assured us of that. Such is the gospel story." That put Zacharias in good company, as another great recently parted evangelist requested the same thing, Billy Graham. When Graham died in February 2018, his casket was similarly built by Angola prisoners. At Zacharias' funeral service, Pastor Sam Alberry officiated the services and reminded those gathered that Zacharias' story doesn't end with his death. Rather, Zacharias received the promise of Jesus in John 14:19, which says, "Because I live, you will live also." Please pray for Zacharias' family and friends as they mourn his death, and pray that many more will be inspired to take up Zacharias' mantle and continue his work of evangelism and apologetics. And if you appreciate this story, you can hear more stories like it on the Green Lines podcast. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.